The monsoon rains have turned the city into a sauna, muggy and still. It's not the kind of day you would want to be out on the street at 3 in the afternoon with 7,000 other people. Maybe 10,000. This is College Square, the intellectual heart of the city, lined with used bookstores and the great gates of universities founded back in the 1800s. But today the focus is not education, but rape. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In the last couple of weeks, the state has been rocked by reports of brutal gang rapes. A 6-year-old girl, a 13-year-old deaf and mute girl, a 20-year-old college student in a village called Kamdhuni, not far from Kolkata. She was gang raped and murdered. There were deep bite marks on her throat. This is a protest march. Brinda Bose, professor at Delhi University, says the crime spurt is sending shockwaves through Kolkata.
That there's always been a perception, right or wrong, that Bengal or Calcutta, as compared to other urban locations in India, has always been safer.
Reena Datta Majumdar, who is at the march, says as a mother and a sister, she cannot forget how terribly the girl was tortured. What's made it worse is the government's response. The chief minister is a woman, the first woman to lead the state in 34 years. But she told the anguished women of Kamdhuni to shut up. She dismisses critics on television talk shows as having links to pornography. Women activists protesting near her house were thrown into the lockup. Sharmishtha Dattagupta was one of them.
If this could happen to us, vocal women, educated women, articulate women in the city for whom there are lots of people to speak out and, you know, go and file bail applications, one can well imagine what's happening to the less vocal and the less articulate.
Brinda Bose says the chief minister cannot even make the right noises.
The woman at the top, she's supposed to be good cop versus her bad cops. But she doesn't seem to have figured that thing out. She seems to be putting a bigger foot in her mouth every day.
This protest march is supposed to be a non-political one. No political slogans, say the announcers. No party flags. Actually, it's supposed to be a silent march. But this is Kolkata. Even a silent march is very noisy. A television actor with a bandana around his head leads a chant. The candy man works the crowd, his bag of chutney and green mango lozenges almost emptying out. The old marching slogans are out. Some are singing songs by our most famous poet, Rabindranath Tagore. Others are arguing about which song to sing. Shapon Bhattacharya, a retired bank employee, his clothes bathed in sweat, is reciting Tagore at full volume as he walks. Another man joins him. I assume they're old friends, but it turns out they're perfect strangers who just bumped into each other at the march and just happened to know long poems by heart. Bhattacharya says he cannot march quietly, even in a silent march. As the crowd walks down the street, I look around. Retirees, housewives, students, trade union members. There's even a transgender group. Anindo Hajra with the group says people were curious.
People did ask as to why are people from the LGBT community walking, and I think the only response to that would be that this is beyond identity politics. This is about violence which affects every individual.
An 81-year-old poet is leading the march. A 91-year-old filmmaker has sent a message saying he's ashamed he's too frail to come. But grey-haired Joyashree Mukherjee has come. She holds a walking stick in one hand and clutches her son's hand in the other. It's her first march. She says she was determined to come, no matter how difficult it was to walk in the crowd. Her son is carrying a plastic bag in his hand. It's for Raymond's, a men's clothing company. The caption reads, "A complete man, Raymond's." I doubt he chose it with any deliberation, but he couldn't have chosen better. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.